the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the doggy.
Gummy ball.
Pretty awesome.
In our worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming? The real problem with that.
Bloody.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a wrap-up program about last week's episode of Across the Park. Tonight we will be discussing how we wrapped up the following week's show, as well as what was wrapped up on the show before that. It really is riveting. My name is Joel Kasem, and I am the only one who will be introducing my co-hosts. But first, a message from our sponsors. Wait, what? Oh, we don't have any. Never mind. First up, the woman who is now on a first name basis with all the GPs in Sydney. It's Gabby Morris.
Hello. Welcome back. Am.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
I went
Sandra,
to the doctors this afternoon and they
Michael,
said, say hi to Gab.
I'm also dating a doctor. So
of course.
It's handy. Yeah.
Very handy. Ooh.
Does that mean you don't have to pay to see doctors because you can just see the person in your house?
No, I actually think you're not allowed. It's a breach of law. I mean, a breach of doctor law.
Really?
I don't think that you can get treated by your spouse or partner if they are a doctor unless it's like a bit of role play.
Oh,
doctors and nurses.
And I'm winking. I'll
okay.
take that script.
Wink emoji.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
All right. No, neither did I. Thank you.
I don't know if that's fact, so should I get her in?
Go on. You can go ask her while I introduce me.
As if it wouldn't happen, though. Like, you know, obviously your partner, if they're a doctor, they're going to diagnose you. I mean, if it's something they can't do, then
well,
you go somewhere
on,
else.
We'll find out.
Oh, but maybe they can't refer you, like, and they can't write medical certificates
and
stuff.
As a doctor, and if I'm dating you and you're a doctor, can you treat me? It's a hard no. Can you treat me? That's a wink. Nope. She can't.
Still not. I've got a headache.
There we go. Right. All right.
Okay. There you go. Well,
there you go.
Also joining us. No, go on.
No, that was it. That was fun. See you guys.
Bye. Also joining us is a man who will no doubt say it was a forward pass. It's Mick Radical.
So forward. I mean, come on. Every angle I told it was forward.
Gabby, thoughts?
Oh, it was backwards.
What? What are you talking about, Gab? It was clearly forward.
Everyone who wasn't a Parramatta fan said it was definitely backwards.
I think we need to just move forward in 2020.
Forward pass.
Actually. Move forward. Mick, can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Where are you right now?
I'm in a bedroom. my spare
it kind
bedroom
of looks
at
like
a house.
A weird brothel situation.
Well, like, okay.
Go on, please.
Here's what's happening. I'm going on holiday. So when this goes to air, I will be in Byron Bay. And the bed behind me, I've made up very nicely with a washer and a towel for our good friend T, who's going to be looking after my cat for the next week.
T, friend of the show, who loves
the show,
house sit.
Tarina Tata is going to be looking after this cat that's on my lap right now. And I've made the room up nice and tidy for her.
I feel sorry for her.
What? Why? It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. Yeah. What I'm seeing isn't giving it justice.
I don't know. I think it's kind of sweet that you put a little towel and a little... Is it a hand towel? Did you say that?
Was
it looks... A
washer? Yeah. Washer, yeah.
No, that's
sweet.
You put a little chocolate on her pillow.
Yes.
Can do that too. Yeah. I just was thinking the pillows behind me make me look like I got like horns or something coming out of my
ears.
Yeah, it
does look strange.
I don't know why I've got two banana pillows. I mean, he uses those anyway.
They kind of look like, that's what I mean. Like they have the vibe of like a weird sex position pillow or something, you know? And then the towels on the bed. It's just like all giving me creepy vibes.
Well, you haven't seen the chains and stuff. The
exactly.
The wall.
They're just off.
There's a swing just out of frame there. Oh, well, T's going to have a wonderful
time. I
never
really understood sex swings. Like, it just seems like, sorry. Oh, well, here we've gone. Here we are.
Here we go. All right,
here
let's
we go.
Go. This is this
like,
episode.
It seems like a lot of effort.
I'm sure it is. Firstly, I mean, before any
sort of sexual activity, how do you get it into the roof?
Yeah,
you don't get an air tasker.
I mean, are they? How stable is your ceiling? Or do you? True. I mean, obviously, you have to put it into something. There must be some sort of beam that goes across. Then you've got to do all that. Yeah, and you're going to be asking
you need,
questions.
Like, solid foundations. And I then, feel like, yeah, I think it would be better outdoors. It's a bit safer.
Then you're
just a normal swing.
You just need a sex swing on a tree. Yeah, it's just a normal swing. Maybe I just want a normal swing. I asked during isolation if I could get a swing to Rosie, my girlfriend. She said, no, it's way too dangerous and that I'd probably injure myself and then it's going to be a burden on the medical system. And I was like, far out. Crush my dreams.
But,
swing. Who do you think I am?
Did you ever do like big swings and then jump off at the end?
Yes.
Like,
That's
how you hurt yourself. How you hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Gab, where are you? Because this looks different. You've got a different background. I can see a few surfboards.
I have been moving down the coast back to the city life. I am home.
You're home?
Yes, okay. At my parents' place. Had a bit of a meltdown as soon as I got back to the city, not going to lie. It was pretty overwhelming. But things are getting more adjusted, let's say. Yes. That's one way of putting it.
We're all adjusting back to some sort of normal life, which is what we used to have, right? Normal life.
I think it's called reverse shock. Reverse
Stockholm syndrome.
It's like I was reading an article about it, but yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'm just a gal about the paddock, you know? Not a gal about town anymore.
I don't think you are. Yeah.
Country cowgirl. Or a beach cowgirl.
Bit of both. Love it.
Mm. I've always said that's what I want my retirement to be, is me not a cowgirl, but if
I've always said I wanted a girlfriend. That's a cowgirl.
I've been telling anyone who listened that I just want a girlfriend and friends.
We know that.
If I ever get to retire, that I would want to live on a farm and have a horse and just ride my horse into town with my little hat. Like, tipping it at everyone.
Here comes this bloody city idiot riding his horse.
Clip, 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 clip. Howdy, howdy. Clip, 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 clip,
clip, clip.
It's a German horse. Don't ruin my dreams, guys.
Sorry. I know about that. I shouldn't ever. That sounds good, Joel. Can't wait.
All right. Let's get on with the show.
Sure.
Firstly, a bit of content. I would like to take this time to remind people that we have an Instagram page. I don't think we used it last week. That's okay. It is there.
My bad.
I wasn't blaming anyone, Gabby. But we have an Instagram page. It's at Across the Park. Could be wrong.
Isn't
there underscores? Underscores in there?
Yeah,
there's probably underscores in there.
To throw a few underscores in there, but that's all right. It's Across.
Yep.
ACROSS underscore the.
Yep.
Underscore Park. PARK. Yep. It's a great place. I highly recommend visiting it, checking out the hot Connie, as they say.
Okay. There. Yep. Haven't heard that.
Yep. haven't heard that one.
But check out our hot Connie for sure.
Slinging tent. I've been slinging a lot of tent, which is like.
Oh, content. That's what we should call this segment.
Content.
Slinging tent. I'm going to change it. For future reference.
And we have a few regular fans on our Instagram, I believe.
We do have some top fans, including my mother, and some great national fans from all over Australia, also international fans. I normally do get on the Instagram and do a lot of the slinging content. And I also make sure, you know, we're just like engaging with our audiences and whatever, checking out who's tagging us and things. And it's been really strained because we've been getting tagged in obscene photos.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, if they just tuned into the first part of this show, they don't think it's obscene. They're like, I'm sending content to the right place. All we've talked about is sex so far.
This is what I'm thinking. It was one of you two are using the Across the Park Instagram to do naughty things. That was my only thought and my only conclusion, that was my only theory, because it's very rude, like girls doing rude things, trying to get people to come over and say hello to them on their rude accounts. And so why are we getting tagged on that, in that? And I think my only conclusion is that either you two scumbags have been stalking hotties on the web.
Well, here's the thing. I've got multiple Instagram accounts, right? Like, and you sometimes got to switch between them, and you forget which one you're on when you go looking at people and liking photos. So maybe I've been on the Across the Park Instagram and I've been liking other people's content.
Well, I've had to report the images are like pretty bad that I've had to report them. I've reported like multiple that they're spam and sexually inappropriate to Instagram. So they have been removed. So if you want to check out some raunchy photos, just go to our tagged section.
Awesome.
Or if you just want to check out our really good hot content, then you can go on there. And we've got like past interviews and all sorts of funny videos. Speaking of which, actually, I didn't upload the great interview that we did with Quarantine Queen Sarah Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, an update. So we had an interview with Sarah Schwartz, who was did the mandatory quarantine for COVID-19 coming back from America. She was up in the Sheraton or whatever. So update is, I don't know if I told you, but she's negative on the COVID spectrum. She also got in the middle of the night in her Harry Potter pajamas a knock on the door, and a man in military outfit gave her a certificate saying, congratulations, you have passed your mandatory quarantine and your COVID test. And it was like a proper certificate.
Wow.
She just said it was the most bizarre experience to be in the Sheraton in her Harry Potter pajamas with a Navy SEAL. I don't know. Whatever. Whoever. Some military man. Give her a certificate.
Amazing.
So your civic duty.
That is so weird, especially just through the night. Just wait till morning, surely.
So bizarre.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well,
she's
done.
Good. She's staying at my house, so there you go. She's
all good. Okay. Right now?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hot off the press.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you very much. Mick, any news this week?
I'm on holidays as of now. So I've just been finishing off everything at work and, you know, just having a real holiday, actually going away from the house. I'm very excited about it. I mean, Gab's been away from her house for months. So she's been like, it's a reverse holiday for her because she's now back at work. Yep. But I've been in the house for months and I'm just keen to get away for a week. So I'm going to Byron Bay, driving up.
Driving sound up. Effects today, having clippity clappity clop on my horse and on my car.
I'm going to the border, the Queensland border, where I expect there'll be a wall and lots of guards, and going to be doing a handover of my wife from Queensland and New South Wales, picking her up, and then we'll go to
Byron. Wait, slow down. What did you just say then? You're swapping your wife for what?
Are you swapping your wife?
Your like Queensland wife? You've got a New South Wales wife and a Queensland wife, and you're swapping.
And the problem is we haven't been able to swap for a while, so it's...
That's why he's been looking up stuff on Instagram.
She's been up in Queensland looking after a family member. So she's now going to meet me at Tweed Heads and come to Byron. Okay. But she got allowed to go to Queensland. So she's entered the biosecure domain of Australia.
The biodome. The biodome.
Imagine being stuck in Queensland forever.
I think we spoke about this last week. We lost all our Queensland viewers or listeners.
Yeah.
Like, why would anyone want to get stuck there? No, come on. We're fond of you.
Other than that, no. Pretty boring week. I'm looking forward to running around football, like getting outside and doing it. But I don't know when it's going to start again, like actual sport. I know some people are doing it. Some people are training and obviously – real footy started again, so I don't know when community sport can start again. Anyone know?
No.
I think it's coming up. Like
maybe July.
couple of weeks, right? I was reading something about it, but obviously didn't stick and I can't remember. So
it was something sports related and Gab went, nah, not thinking of remembering that one.
Nah. I've done my research for this week. Yeah. Gab, any news? I mean, you've given us a lot so far.
No, that's it for me.
That'll do.
I mean, cool. I've got plenty to talk about, but.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, no.
You want to get something off your chest?
No.
All righty. Well, we can move into sport then, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right.
May as well, I guess.
May as well. The NRL returned. Well, no, I used that last week. The NRL's been back for a couple of weeks now.
It's like it never left.
St. George Dragons coach Paul Mary McGregor has avoided the axe after his team's disappointing performance on Monday against the Bulldogs.
Wait a second. How can you just get axed just for doing what? Not a very good job.
So, Gab, every year it's like a poll or a betting comp to see which NRL coach is going to get sacked first. And, you know, every year a coach gets sacked because their team sucks. And it's not because they sucked that year. It's usually because they sucked for a lot of years.
Mm. Has it always got to do with a loss? Like, they've only just started.
Well, sometimes it coincides with a loss. You usually don't sack a coach the week after they win. It's usually after they lose.
I wonder if that's ever happened. That's the juicy
thing. Oh, probably has.
We need to find out.
Yeah. But the rumors are that McGregor is going to get the axe within the next month, let's say, if they keep losing.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, an emergency meeting was called on Tuesday. And everyone just assumed that was the end for Mary. Like, he was not going to coach again for Saints. And they came out and they're like, no, we're going to keep him on. He has our full support, which is never.
That's it. Usually what happens. As soon as the board says he's got the full support, the next week they're gone. That's generally the cycle of things.
So this has come after the Dragons' worst start to a season in 15 years. The Dragons lost to Canterbury, as I said, on the weekend, suffering their 14th defeat in their last 16 games. And now they're obviously sitting last on the ladder. And the only two wins in those 16 games were against the Titans, who are known
also for suck. Great who team. Won their first game in like a year or so, nearly
or
a year.
Just under a year. Of course they had to beat the Tigers. Crap. But yeah, so the Titans, again, are a team that really aren't top of the table. So,
unlike the Eels, who are the top of the table.
Okay, turn it upside down. They're not, so.
Who's going to do that? Aaron McGregor will do that. You won't.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with Paul McGregor, but it's not looking good. He does have 18 months remaining on his deal. Perhaps they just are afraid to pay him out. They don't have the money. I don't know.
Contracts mean nothing in rugby league. Nothing.
Tell me about it. Mick, do we want to talk about Manly being robbed?
Oh, look, here's the thing. It may have been a forward pass. It may not have been a forward pass. But Manly scored two tries in that game that were not even tries. One of them, he didn't even ground it. Like, it bounced, and they still gave it a try. So
that shouldn't matter.
As with everything in rugby league, it all balances out in the end. It all comes out in the wash, and maybe you get a call this way, that way, this week, and then the next week you get a call the other way, that way. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
I'm just stirring.
That's
I'm
exactly
stirring.
How I feel about rugby league. Whatever.
It's
our best start. It's our best start since 1989. So we're talking about, what's that, 31 years that since the Eels went 5-0. So I'm excited.
Who do you have this weekend?
Penrith, Panthers, Battle of the West.
Okay.
Tonight.
Okay, great. Broncos were humiliated after their record loss to the Roosters. 59 points to nil last Thursday. They were beaten. 59-0.
Let's lose some more Queensland listeners. All right.
Sorry. But that's like, I mean, that hurts. And they were at home, weren't they? They were playing at Suncorp.
Yes. Home crowd. Home doesn't matter anymore. It's like every game.
That's true. No, that is true. That is true. But they didn't have to travel. And the Roosters did. Roosters didn't have Tedesco. And they still did that.
What I really want is the referees on the field to have that like fake commentary in their ears, and they can turn it up and down, and they can still give crowd penalties when the crowd boos like really loud. The referees in the ground, must have done it wrong. But this is someone up in the box turning it up. Maybe not.
Okay. In NRLW, the ARLC confirmed on Tuesday that the NRLW would return with the four-team comp and the grand final would be played October 25th, which is the same as the NRL decider. Yeah. And the Women's State of Origin will be held November 13 as a standalone match.
There you go.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's good. Their season pretty much is the same as the last couple of years. Unlike AFLW, unfortunately, had to chop their season short. NRLW should get at least a good run at the end of the year.
In AFL news, returning 2 weeks ago, of course, was the NRL, and now the AFL is back. It kicked off last night, although we're recording on Thursday, so for us it's tonight, with the Pies taking on the Tigers. Anyone want to add anything?
Big game. The big change in the AFL this year, and it happened in round one, was that they shortened the quarters. So the game is now 20 minutes shorter. AFL is now 20 minutes shorter than it was last year.
I think that's a good thing.
And there's always some commentators out there saying, well, yeah, we should keep it like this. Not only is it more exciting, they actually worked out that the better players are on the field longer. But it was too long before. I always thought the AFL was a little bit too long. Like it went for over 2 hours game time. Such now it's about 100 minutes. So it's about the same as league, you know, maybe with stoppages and stuff. That's plus time on. Sorry, 16-minute quarters plus time on now. And it used to be 20-minute quarters. So you're talking about 16 minutes less a game. And they did it because of COVID, but the people are saying they should keep it like that for next year. So we'll see.
Okay.
I think they'll have big games. We were talking about, it's always a balance to see which code is going to get the worst COVID breaches. Well, we're going to talk about the breaches.
Oh. The biosecurity alert.
That's a pretty poor sound effect too.
Breach. So, there's been some breaching going down across all codes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So Ollie Wines, who's an Adelaide player AFL, he recently did a media interview at his house for Channel 7. And now he has to go in isolation.
So normally in this
no, sorry, day and he age, might be breached. I don't think he's gonna. Yeah.
You have to do any sort of interview via Zoom. That's how it's done. Yeah, he's gone.
They did it on his back porch.
Just come to my house. Just come over.
It's a weird thought.
Bring the whole station.
This isn't as weird as Benji Marshall though. Benji Marshall was seen on the news kissing a reporter on the cheek.
Yes.
So Benji Marshall just walked up and kissed this reporter on the cheek and they all kind of are like, oh shit, we don't do that anymore. And so he was sent home to self-isolate. And now the reporter has to go and get tested and Benji has to stay at home and they have to wait for the results and see what happens.
She has been, I love Benji, so she has been tested. I wish he kissed me. And she's tested and she's negative like nothing. So he's back now, but obviously like... Why?
But why doesn't he do get? I guess he's already been tested.
Yeah, I think he just get tested constantly.
He just gets tested all
player.
The time. Yeah. And then an Essendon player, AFL defender Brandon Jerk Thatcher. I don't know.
Jerk Thatcher.
He self-reported himself for breaching because of his living arrangements, which broke the AFL protocols. So I don't know what he was doing at home.
He invited a friend over to his house, I think.
And then he freaked out himself. Yeah, a friend, right. He obviously hasn't been reading the sex manual that the AFL developed the for. Manual. Sex manual. It includes a swing. So he's been suspended, actually, from this weekend's game because of that. So
there's one more as well.
They've all tested negative for COVID.
Yeah.
But surprisingly... all of the players across all codes have weirdly tested positive for chlamydia. So,
Gab. You worked so hard for that joke. Like,
I shove it, then Kev interrupting me, little fucker.
I love it.
Thanks. Thank you. This is why I just want to remind listeners is that we're doing this still, it's been months via Zoom. So
I think
we're
10.
Not in the same room. We can't actually quite bounce off each other like we normally do. Mick interrupting my jokes is a common.
I was going to add one more. I was going to add that Andrew Fifita's wife went to the Black Lives Matter rally last weekend and was then told that she couldn't see him because she had to self-isolate from her husband, Andrew Fifita. But anyway, that was the other one. But
Terry Lamb for the Bulldogs.
Actually, I just want to bring up quickly, a recent survey, a return to work and back to business study, right, came out. And it was really interesting. Up to 66% of respondents said that they wouldn't feel comfortable returning to a stadium to go and watch footy. Because I think it was nearly 90% of them thought that NRL was a total waste of time.
Jeez, Gab,
I knew it was
takes
coming.
Today.
Do you want to keep going?
No!
You're more? No!
The survey also found that 50% of people would not feel comfortable returning to work. I mean, that's not surprising.
People just want to stay the fuck home, but they don't want to go anywhere, obviously.
Yeah. And 90% of the people also believe that Mick is the dirty scumbag on the Instagram looking up.
90%.
Future wives.
Well, I'm 60%
certain. Okay, I'm done with my percentages.
Thanks.
That was fantastic. In soccer news, Brazil withdrew its bid to host the 2023 Women's World Cup.
Which means
that there's only like four countries left, or technically us and New Zealand are one. So it's Colombia.
Because if New Zealand's going to allow anyone into their country ever again.
This is in 3 years.
I think Australia are definitely favourites to get the 2023 Women's World Cup. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
it would be so great. We have four different time zones if we're going to play from Perth over to New Zealand. It's going to work. All right, let's play a game because I've got a
game. Wait, can I just bring up one more thing? I was listening to the radio
Let me get the drum roll,
Mick was on because Mick also hosts The Drive on 2SER 107.3.
Oh, did you listen, Gab? Thank you.
I did. And you had a fall.
Yeah, I did have a fall. I'm
another
all right.
Fall.
What do you mean? Another?
You're always a falling. You're always falling over.
Really? What was my other falls?
When you ran to the show,
about I think how like you get to a certain age and then you're like, oh, Mick's had a fall.
Yeah.
You're going to hear on the grapevine, oh, did you hear Mick had a fall? And it's like, oh. Yeah, he's not so good.
You're okay though? Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Okay. I hit my head at the other.
Did you? Oh my God, that's quite bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
Concrete.
Holy shit.
My neck still hurts. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm not as bad as that guy who got pushed over by the cops in.
That's awful.
Yeah. All right, a game.
Game. Cocktail or pony?
Wait, is this ponies? Isn't that porn star or pony?
What did you say?
It was the original. So the original, when I told you that we were going to do this show game, was going to be porn stars or ponies, but it got really hard.
I'm sure it did.
For making the game. It got quite difficult. So I changed it to cocktail or pony. So I'm going to say a name of either a cocktail or a horse, and you have to tell me which you think it is, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So Smarty Jones. Is Smarty Jones a thoroughbred racehorse and winner of the 2004 Kentucky Derby, or a drink made by combining equal parts scotch, sweet vermouth, cherry herring, and orange juice?
It's a pony, I reckon.
You both going horse?
Yep.
Oh, Mick, that was actually quite good.
You both got it right.
Thing is that I know my cocktails quite well, Joel and Mick. So.
Okay. Let me try this one. Bamboo. Is Bamboo an American champion thoroughbred racehorse who was named after a horse featured in the children's fantasy novel The Neverending Story, or a cocktail made with 1.5 parts sherry, 1.5 parts dry vermouth, 2 dashes of something, and 2 dashes of orange bitters?
Cocktail.
Oh, bloody hell. Yeah.
Well, because everybody knows that Bamboo was not in The Neverending Story.
Who was the name of the horse in The Neverending Story?
Atreyu.
Was it Atreyu?
I don't know. Is it?
No, I think Atreyu is the boy that.
Yeah, I think that's the boy. It does start with A, though. I think it's like
Atrax. Atrax. Artax.
It's something like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, that's the end of the show. I like this game, and I'm going to continue it next week.
Oh, and don't forget, we need a new antenna.
Oh, for 2SER, yes. We did speak about this last week. Please give 2SER money so we can keep going to air. because we don't have an antenna.
We got hit by lightning, so support us and donate and go to 2SER.
Almost during our show. I think it was a sign.
Yeah.
Oh, was too.
Here's to another year.
God right. loves us. See ya.
Hey, Sporty.
Bye.
Bye.
I love how we wave, but nobody can actually see us.